Welcome to News You Can Use. With me today is Shannon Varner, Director of Choral Activities, and Mr. Brandon Haynes, who is Assistant Choral Director, Vocal Director of the Roustabouts, and Music Faculty. Both are Music Faculty. So glad to have you all here. Let's talk about the Music Department in the Fine Arts Department. What kind of activities do we have going on, and what can a person who is interested in this program, what kind of classes can they expect? What kind of experience can they expect from this?
I think we have a lot of classes that we offer as far as our music theory classes, ear training, piano, and then of course our ensemble classes like choir, madrigals, jazz band, concert band, roustabouts. And so there's lots of opportunities for students to be able to participate in the arts at NOC, along with being featured in solo activities and to be able to do the music theater and theater as well and perform in many kinds of musicals throughout the semester.
Okay. Let's see, we have some events coming up that we do want to talk about those. So there's lots of stuff that goes on in this department. My gosh, you guys, I don't know, as my mom used to say, too many irons in the fire. You've always got something going on. So what are some of the events and some of the dates we've got going on here?
Coming up, we have the choir concert, which will be November 30th at 7:30. And the choir's doing works on the theme of Mary. But within that, there encompasses a lot of different styles. There's some spirituals. There's even some modern songs like Mary, Did You Know, Breath of Heaven, things like that. And also our madrigals are doing great Christmas courses, which features works of great composers such as Handel, Bach. So it's very academic for our students as well. Mm-hmm. It's a good learning experience. So we incorporate a lot of different styles within the choir concert. So there's a lot to differences to expect, some pieces with organ even that Connie's been working up. Uh-huh. And so it'll be an interesting concert.
Okay, I can remember as a student, it was tradition to do Handel's Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
And are we doing anything with that?
We're not doing the full Messiah, but a part of our presentation, which is Great Christmas Courses, there is Glory to God by Handel, which is from Messiah as well. And that's the one Messiah piece in there, but there's a lot of others. Even O Holy Night, which is a classic, but it was written many, many years ago and has a really, really great message behind it and a great story, even if you looked into it. So,
and one of my favorites is the Praise You, the Lord of Hosts, which is the Christmas oratorio by Saint-Saëns. So that's one of my also really nice pieces in that
from a big
grouping.
Work as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
and picking up on something you said with the pronunciation of that composer's name. Students in this program learn to sing in foreign languages, which
Absolutely.
Is something that isn't done much, well, I say, or at least in the high school. So it gives them an opportunity to learn new languages, that sort of thing as well.
Absolutely. So. We do French, English, of course, that's in our language, and then right. Italian, German, Spanish, Latin. Yeah. So many, many, many different styles of music and different languages, which also teach students to create and think outside of what you would traditionally learn as like your Christmas songs, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have our wonderful Christmas hymns, but these are sort of spins from that give different languages as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And when a student becomes a music major, especially vocal, I know instrumental does this too, there are recitals that go on, and these are they open to the public? Some of them are and some of them aren't. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, there throughout the semester we do three recitals, and we have both encompass majors and non-majors.
Okay.
And we have a final recital that's called an honors recital. And so basically, what we do is we take the culmination of the three recitals, and kind of Shannon, Chad, and I. The voice instructors pick the best of the best and put on a formal evening recital, which that's what we would like to, you know, open up to the public.
Okay.
And and it has mostly a lot of music theater majors there, so you'll hear lots of music theater, and you also hear some classical as well, because they're required to, in their curriculum, study both.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they're music theater majors, they have to have a background in classical training as well as with anything. Right. So a foundation in singing. Mm-hmm. So
okay. Our concert's coming up November 30th at 7:30, and our final evening recital is December 7th at 7:30, all in the Kinzer Performing Arts Center in the auditorium.
Okay, and that's this semester.
That's this semester.
And we've got some stuff getting ready to come up next semester. I know we were discussing before we started recording that there's lots of stuff going on in the spring semester as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the spring is very busy. The Rastabouts begin traveling and touring. The first show in January is the Rastabouts Homecoming. I believe it's January 26th on a Wednesday at 7:30. And they're presenting three sets for that show. And the interesting thing is Eddie has arranged a legend set, or actually we're bringing back some alumni to come and sing some of the songs.
That'll be fun.
That'll be a really cool and neat thing. And it's a lot of oldies, songs that there's even country in it, and country and there's, but it'll be a lot of fun as well. And they'll present two pop sets as well with that. They're working really hard in rehearsals right now in preparation of that. A lot of choreography and a lot of hats that have to be worn for all that to come together. And then what else? And then let's see, there's Rastabout. What else is there?
Well, we'll have a musical.
We don't know what that is yet.
Yeah. Right. To be announced.
To be announced. And musical, Rastabouts, of course, they have their benefit show as well. Mm-hmm. They'll have four sets for their benefit show.
And that'll be in the first weekend in April. I'm
April
not
2nd.
Sure of the date, but yeah,
April 2nd.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Of course, we'll have another final recital and another, at the end of the semester and another spring concert, which will have a different set of repertoire for that. So that's kind of how we'll end the semester.
And then with all of this stuff mixed in, we just recently had the president's investiture, and we also have commencement in the spring.
Yes.
The choir and band have to prepare for those as well, over the top of everything else you all are doing.
Absolutely, yes.
So lots going on.
It keeps us busy.
Yes. And I do want to mention with musical theater and with Rastabouts, there are aspects, that, you know, there's some kids that love to work with this stuff, but then they may not have the best musical ability, but there are tech parts or scholarships available for kids who want to be part of the tech crew, the sound, the lighting, and all that other stuff that goes on. So there's plenty of opportunities with this and lots of scholarships available.
Yes, and we have all of this on our website as far as our audition information. So we have an audition coming up Friday this week.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the next semester, we have one in February and one in March. So in April. And so we'll have a couple of different dates to select from if they're interested in auditioning for anything that might be coming up.
Okay.
And that also goes with digital media, if they have anything they want to present for that, for the DMI program and or art. And if they would like to bring a portfolio, those are also open to that as well, because it's an entire fine arts.
Yes, okay. Very good. All right. Well, Shannon Varner, Brandon Haynes, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.